Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So today we're going to do a little bit of a bonus episode. This episode won't be as long as the previous one, but I do think we're going to talk about something very important today when it comes to losing weight. So yesterday I talked a lot about which diet to kind of start using when it comes to sustainably and comfortably losing weight. And as you might have noticed, I talked a lot about lifestyle change, right? That was one of my biggest criteria when it comes to picking the right diet that is right for you, but also that still is healthy for you, right? Because we don't want to become nutrient deficient or in any way start breaking down muscle instead of fat, right? But what actually is lifestyle change? I read this great post yesterday, which actually said this whole idea of lifestyle change can be pretty scary. So I wanted to dive into that because I can definitely understand that. And I know for a fact that I used to be a person that felt kind of scared of this whole thing of lifestyle change, right? So we already understand that this idea of lifestyle change can be very scary, but it does not have to be, right? Usually what I think of when someone says lifestyle change, or what I used to think of before I started losing weight through using SECO, I thought this meant, you know, I had to go to the gym 6 times a week and I had to like cut out all the bad foods and the carbs and the sugars and whatever, and then I would lose weight, right? And even though in theory you could do it that way, it's not healthy, and it's, you can't maintain that, right? It's not like you can go from being a couch potato to being an athlete, right? That goes to the gym 6 times a week. You can't make that switch instantly, right? So lifestyle change is still a very important thing for losing weight comfortably and being able to keep it off in the future, because that's a very important aspect, right? Lots of people think about weight loss as this process towards their goal weight, and then as soon as they reach that, that's where weight loss stops for them, right? And in theory, the losing part of the weight stops, but you need to be able to maintain that weight. And you can only do that through teaching yourself the right habits, through the right diet, right? A diet that focuses on lifestyle change. Let's look at a quick example for that. So imagine someone that wants to lose 10 kilos, roughly 20 pounds, in order for them to be at a weight where they're comfortable with their body and they're not super self-conscious about it anymore, right? If that person uses a diet that focuses on the very extreme form of lifestyle change, so all of a sudden going to the gym 6 times a week and cutting out your Doritos and your pizza and your crisps and whatever else, right? That person might lose those 10 kilos rather quickly if they can stick to it, right? That's a big if they can stick to it. Then they might quickly, within a month or 2 months, lose those 10 kilos, but then they reach their goal weight, and so they no longer have to do those things, right? They no longer have to go to the gym 6 times a week because they're at the weight where they want to be. And so they can eat some Doritos again, right? And they can eat some pizza again, right? Just like they used to. And that's where they can very quickly slip back into their old patterns of eating way too much, which caused them to gain weight in the first place. And so they will just start yo-yoing, right? They start going back up to the weight where they originally started, and then they'll realize, oh shit, I have to do more again. And they will do a ton of stuff again for 2 months, they'll lose the weight again, and there's this very long arbitrary process of just yo-yoing back and forth constantly between those two weights without ever really teaching themselves anything, which I can imagine just feels pretty horrible. So compare that to a person who chooses a diet that is much more focused on lifestyle change in a positive way, which I'll get into in just a second, bear with me here. They will maybe lose those same 10 kilos over the course of 6 months, right, which is 3 times as long, but they learn that at the weight where they start, they can go to the gym maybe once a week, right? Where they are comfortable and they can get a nice workout in, and then that is enough for them, right? Which is fine. And then they also learn that it's okay to have Doritos or pizza once or twice a week, as long as it fits within the calorie budget, right? That person will then, after 6 months, achieve the goal weight where they want to be. And then when that ends, they don't have to go back to something because they've taught themselves new ways of looking at the foods they like, right? Isn't that a much better place to be? So how do we achieve that, right? You already heard me kind of point at it in a previous example. It's all about baby steps. It's not about restrictive eating, right? Restricting your diet in all kinds of ways. It's not about going to the gym 6 times a week, right? I want you right now to kind of think of your favorite food, right? And realize that if you are currently losing weight or if you're looking to start losing weight, you don't have to give up that food, right? You don't have to do that because that's just going to lead to you craving that food more because you like it so much, right? Which is fine. But those cravings are just going to stop you from achieving what you really want to achieve, which is that lower weight, right? So don't restrict yourself. Instead, look at it. Have it once or twice a week if it fits within your calorie budget. And then keep moving, right? Which is a much better approach than cutting it out for the next 2 months, losing the weight, and then shooting back up again right afterwards as soon as you are quote-unquote allowed again to eat that food. So that's one part of the positive lifestyle change that I'm really talking about here. The other part is very much focused on exercise. Like I said, you do not have to go to the gym 6 times a week in order to lose weight. Hypothetically speaking, it is possible to lose weight completely without exercise, right? It's all about those calories in versus calories out. However, there are some very obvious benefits to working out, both mental and physical. But the notion of no pain, no gain, like I said before, is wrong and is something we need to forget about. If you can only do 5 minutes of cardio and then you're exhausted, that's fine. No one is, I at the very least hope no one is judging you for only being able to do 5 minutes. Being able to do 5 minutes is insane, is great. You know, you need to be proud of that because it's what you can handle and it's what will help you lose weight. The thing that won't help you lose weight is forcing yourself to go 30 minutes, having a horrible time, and then never doing it again, right? Do the stuff that you can handle and be proud of that because you're doing something. You are making progress. If you were able, at the start of your weight loss journey, if you were able to already go jogging for an hour, you wouldn't need to lose the weight because you would already be healthy, right? So equally to that, if you're more of a strength training enthusiast, if you can only do 6 squats, or hell, even 2 squats, right? As long as your form is good, and as long as you are comfortable doing them, and you have no pain in your legs, for example, then that's great. Then you are doing it perfectly. Especially when it comes to strength training, you need to build up. You can't just go in and do 10 squats in one go, perfect form, right? Well, you can, but then you're going to be crippled with muscle pain for the next 6 years, and you will never want to do it again. Lunges are a great example of that, and people that frequently do lunges, you know what I'm talking about. The point is, build things up. Be proud of your achievements instead of trying to already be healthy. Because the point is that you are going to become healthy by building it up. So, what I'm trying to say is, lifestyle change is about focusing on small steps, one thing at a time. It's not about doing it all at the same time. You don't have to do that. On top of that, I just want to leave you with one last notion. Weight loss and equally muscle gain is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Unless you are training to compete at the Olympics, you do not have a deadline. The only thing you do have is a start date. And that's the most important thing. So, I really hope that kind of clears up lifestyle change for a bit, because I realized after reading that post that, yeah, it can be pretty scary. So, I hope I've been able to take some of that fear away. And to be honest, that will conclude this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Christopher, and I hope you have a great day.